This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, my God.
What?
Have y'all seen the news?
What is the news? Maybe not. Give it to us.
From Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Relevant to our discussion earlier about Micah Parsons.
Oh, Lord.
The Cowboys are indeed trading all-pro Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my.
Who have agreed to.
Oh, my.
A four-year.
$188
million deal.
Holy.
That includes
nuts.
$136 million guaranteed.
What do you think they got back?
Oh,
I'm
God.
Saying it. Two first rounders. Part, hold on, it says.
Green and yellow.
At the 47 per year.
I cannot believe
it. At the $47 million per year, Parsons is the highest paid non-quarterback in history and nets two first rounders for Dallas.
An hour ago, y'all were both leaning no, right? That he wouldn't get traded?
I didn't think this was happening.
I thought it was more real. Again, damn. If you're just jumping in, Ian Rappaport reports. The Cowboys are trading all-pro defensive end Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers, and they have agreed to a four-year, $188 million deal done by David Moligeta, who is his agent, who I guess the Packers decided to talk to, including $136 million guaranteed per Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, and it looks like the Dallas is going to get, at the very least, two first-round picks.
Damn, Jerry.
But if you are a Cowboys fan,
how do you feel?
I would imagine that in order to be okay with this deal, you would have to somehow have more confidence in Jerry Jones and the Jones family, you know, his kids that run the team, and Will Clay, who helped them with personnel matters, than you do Micah Parsons. Right? Like you gotta feel like, you know what? Jerry and the Jones family and Will Clay are equipped to take these picks and turn them into something because their draft history is so great, right?
They just traded
Micah
Parsons and Luka from Dallas in the same year. In months.
What an issue of a city.
To the Packers and the Lakers. Is Nico behind this?
How's that feel, Dallas?
Insane.
Is Nico behind this?
You got to be kidding me.
All right. Okay. Let's go around. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, jump in. Your initial thoughts. Just what is coming to your head right now? The Dallas Cowboys, I know there are many people that are Cowboys fans around here, interested in the Cowboys. Your first thoughts that Jerry Jones has signed off on trading him to the Green Bay Packers, another team in the conference.
Yeah.
Another contender.
A team that is arguably.
The team that just ended you.
Arguably.
The last time you're in the playoffs.
And ahead of you. Yeah, better than you.
The last time you're in the playoffs, they whooped your ass when you were the 2 seed.
That was just 7 years ago.
They've traded him to the Packers. God, this is just like Dallas. They traded him in conference to the Lakers. They traded him to the Packers. And they're getting two first-round picks. Your thoughts. Go ahead.
My first thoughts is that the Cowboys continue to get in their own way. They can't get out of their own way. the self-sabotage that is that organization continues. And this is shocking, ballsy, and I think beyond unnecessary. There is no reason why they should not be able to, at the very least, agree to a deal with Micah Parsons or have at least an amicable enough relationship where they can continue to have him under contract with some kind of understanding that they were going to work together in the future. The idea that they would just punt, this is some arrogance that is just far beyond self-sabotage. I would be livid if I was in Dallas right
Tyler,
now.
your livid. Initial thoughts. You hear this hit, and I'm seeing some people text in, LOL, Cowboys gonna cowboy. What a stupid ass trade. They just beat you in the playoffs. Your initial thoughts as you hear this is fresh. Again, if you're just jumping in, the Dallas Cowboys, I am not kidding you. This is not fake. The Dallas Cowboys have traded Micah Parsons.
And to the Packers of all places.
I mean,
not the Cardinals.
We're in an hour. With an hour and a half of all of this coming out. Oh, an hour and a half. It was thrown out and reported. Oh, the Cowboys, they are potentially taking offers on trades for Micah Parsons to, damn, bam, right here. It just hit. $188 million. He becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in football. Your thoughts when you just hear this right now?
Whenever we started the segment and we got this news from Skeezy, my very first thought, and still very prominent right now, is, man, if I am a Dallas Cowboys fan or if I live in the city of Dallas, whatever, I am now more than ever screaming from the rooftops that Jerry Jones has got to call this thing. He's got to call it a career.
For himself.
He's got to call it, man. Like now, today, somehow. Because, God!
Two things for me. One, the Green Bay Packers are a contender, like a Super Bowl contender.
Legit.
Like that's taking them up a notch. They are a Super Bowl contender. I mean, I don't know what else they have to give up, but you're fine when you have to, when you've got your quarterback and he's signed and you're confident in him. You now have a dominant defensive player, Rashawn Gary, on the other side. Okay, wow. So that is, they've got Lucas Van Ness as well, who they like as well. I mean, this is, they changed the game.
But imagine paying Trevon Diggs, Dak Prescott. Like, I would argue that Micah Parsons is the best of them all and the most obvious and clear cut player to pay of them all. Like, oh, wow, what are you going to do with this money now? At least you can go pay Deron Bland. Like, this is insane. Insane to me.
Packers are serious. Dan Campbell just threw all kinds of stuff out of his office window. Second, this shouldn't be a death knell for the Cowboys. Like, theoretically, when you look at it, they should be able to recover, and you could see they could be a better team depending on what they get. Now, down the line, not
down
right
line,
now.
Yeah.
Down the line, because you could say to yourself, all right, were the Cowboys a Super Bowl contender with Micah?
They damn sure ain't one without him.
I know, but right now with Micah, are they a Super Bowl contender? Would they have been the next couple of years? I think Washington and Philly are clearly better than them in that division right now, and neither one of those teams are going anywhere. And so you save money there, and you're getting a load of draft picks. I'm guessing it's just a two. Or it's just
two ones.
The beginning of it is just two ones. I'm guessing there's probably, I mean, this may be closer to Deshaun than maybe other, maybe not a third first round pick, but I'm guessing other high picks in the draft. They should be able to get a lot of good assets, but now I don't know who's going to. But now it's the people who's got to make the decisions with it, and you wonder how does this roll with guys like Dak and CeeDee Lamb in there? Like how does this roll with it? And so, listen, Jerry, it's the route that they got here to have to trade it. Jerry is insane for what he.
You can talk yourself into what the assets represent and what you can do for it, but like what I was saying earlier is like you're obviously going to get a haul for Micah Parsons. That goes without saying. But you ain't done a good job with the picks that you've been making in the first place. Like, and then just the idea that you would do this gives reason to question your decision making and how sound it is to begin with. So, yeah, man, like this would not garner confidence on my end. Like these people actually know what they're doing.
No, I mean, well,
they can't figure out how to sign a no-brainer, all-pro, top 3 to 5 player at his position at a premium position in his prime at 26 years old.
Yeah, on the surface, on paper, you could look at it and say, oh, okay, I can see it. They're not going any. They're not really contenders right now with it, and they could get a lot back. But that's not how they arrived there. They arrived there because the owner and the general manager of their team was playing big chest and big ball with Micah Parsons and won the thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the Herschel Walker trade is really, I know it worked out.
Jimmy's not in there.
But that is not that's a don't try this at home type of thing, right? Like I don't know that just because that worked out, that necessarily means this is the tip. And also, you're in a different spot now. That team sucked. This team is not that bad. Like, it's probably some pieces away from being on par with at least Washington. I think the Eagles are probably in a class of their own.
But you had a plan, though. You also had a plan, and you had Jimmy Johnson with the
– that's what I'm saying. You had a plan. You had, you know, Troy Aikman still on his rookie deal, all of that. Like, you've got 100
– You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Plus million to almost $200 million quarterback. You got a cornerback that makes a lot of money. You just paid your wide receiver a lot of money. You are invested in this team. It's time to kind of put it. And then Jerry, how long does Jerry expect to be around to be drafting all of these players? I ain't trying to be doom and gloom, but it's win now mode.
Where's your damn head at?
I mean, they're going to see Micah a lot. They're going to see him again. The Packers.
They were never supposed to set it up to where Micah Parsons could be sacking Dak Prescott in the playoffs.
What is going on in Dallas? What if you're a Dallas fan?
Dumbassery.
If you're a Dallas fan, I mean, what? Seager next?
They've been prepping for this. Well, but I mean, the Rangers don't even seem close. So, like, that would almost make sense.
But just get them all out.
But Luka, Micah... We're talking about transcendent talent.
Weak ass Cowboys.
In a half a year.
No
way.
And
send him to other teams that you have a rivalry with.
For apparently no good reason.
Like, well, yeah, it could have been done. It could have been taken care of.
What is the reason? There's that Cardi B meme. What is the reason? What is the justification?
Nico and Jerry. Again, I should do the job here. The reports are the Cowboys are trading 3-time All-Pro. He's 20-damn-6. 3-time All-Pro. Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
What's your point?
Parsons and the Packers already have reached an agreement on a 4-year, $188 million contract. Do you think, how did we get here? Did Micah get a chance to choose where he wanted to go. This David Mola get a son of a gun.
This
I mean, he pulls him off. He pulls him off. He already reached an agreement with them.
They're different dudes.
Wow, man.
But imagine a year from now, 2 years from now, whatever it is, that the Texans are talking about not only not paying Will Anderson, but they're going to trade Will Anderson Jr. Like, think about that. Well, like, what?
How would it get that bad? And
the Cowboys don't have a Danielle Hunter. Now, I know, Danielle Hunter won't be under contract by that point. But it's not like they – what is the reason? What is the plan? I don't know. It is insane.
Dak will handle it well.
Oh, I'd be livid if I'm Dak. CeeDee Lamb.
Publicly,
if I'm anybody that's invested in that team.
CeeDee Lamb, I don't know. We may hear from CeeDee Lamb.
George Pickens get there and say, I thought I was crazy.
I mean,
this Jerry Jones guy insane.
I mean, Micah Parsons got $188 million, went to another historic franchise. Now he's got to navigate this living in Green Bay thing for a little bit, but he'll figure that out.
I mean, he lived in whatever valley. Yeah, I was gonna say whatever valley it is out there.
He'll probably still keep his home in Dallas.
He's from Pennsylvania. Yeah, no, he'll be fine.
And he's on a contender, a Super Bowl. Like, you have just strengthened a Super Bowl contender for years to come.
Somebody stop that man!
No, it doesn't make any
sense. Do the Packers play the Cowboys this year? Oh, God, please help. Oh, I am praying to the Lords. Please. Damn it, please. Oh, let me find
September 28th.
They do?
Early in the season, baby. Packers at Cowboys in Dallas.
No, they don't. He's going to Dallas.
Dude, you know how many times that camera's going to find Jerry Jones in the owner's box?
No
sack,
way.
Flash to Jerry. Sack,
you
flash
are not
to Jerry.
Lying. It is in Dallas.
Let's go.
What is Jerry doing?
He'll probably stay home, actually.
Oh, no. Jerry
no,
will be there.
No, no.
Jerry
loves
will be
camera.
On the field.
This is ultimate self-sabotage, man.
They play them. Oh, my God. September 28th.
It isn't on my schedule.
In Dallas.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
And again, I go back to it. For no reason.
I'm going to shock. Because
you don't like David Mulugeta.
I don't
who's
know how
not,
I
who
got
also
here.
Is not going anywhere, by the way.
I'm going to shotgun a beer during the break. This is...
I almost want to go. I almost want to go to the game and watch it.
I'm serious. I want to. Can we?
Jerry World's a good time.
Parker, is there a way we can get a credential to Dallas for September? Damn it. We probably got to watch the Texans.
Oh, damn. Don't we? I'd want to go just for the you know what's in giggles, because there will be a lot of giggles.
It's already a Sunday night football game.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.